This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
We're going to restart our program of Domestic Violence 101, the basics of domestic violence. And our objective here is to try to give people some information that will help you not to get into an abusive relationship. It's very easy to do, and we normally think, Samantha, that these abusers are just big thugs and just like to beat up on everybody, but that's really not their personality, is it?
No. Often, to the outside world, people will say, well, he's just the nicest guy. We wouldn't expect that out of him. But so people can control their temper in these abusive types of relationships.
And sometimes, you know, these things go in cycles. We've talked about that several times, and tension builds up, and then there's abuse, and then there's what's called the honeymoon phase, where he tries to make everything all nice and undo all the evil that he's done. But it's what goes on behind those closed doors that we really want to talk about, and how he treats the individual. We've talked a little bit about how this is generational, so if you see that he comes from a family where there's been domestic violence, then you probably should start asking some questions about how he deals with it and how he views it.
Yeah, because chances are if you grow up in it, you see that pattern and you will follow it. Sometimes the opposite is true. You know, you grow up in it and you're like, I will never live that way. And so that does happen. So, but sometimes people will call us and say, is this abuse? And they're not quite sure if it is. And so there's a book that we both use in our agencies that's written by a man named Lundy Bancroft. And he interviewed lots and lots of men who were abusive and were in different programs. And so it's written from a male perspective. And his definition is the term abuse is about power. It means that a person is taking advantage of a power imbalance to exploit or control someone else. Whenever power imbalances exist, such as between men and women, or adults and children, or between rich and poor, some people will take advantage of those circumstances for their own purposes.
And one of the several ways of exerting power, we've mentioned these over the years, but let's kind of review some of the ways that power is manifested. It's not just in physical, obviously the man is physically usually more domineering than a woman would be, but there's also power in like things like controlling the bank account,
exactly, or the car, or your friends. We've actually had women lots of times tell us that she would go to Walmart and in Spruce Pine, and she'd get back home to Burnsville, and he would check to see. Well, you had to have gone further than that.
That's right.
Where were you?
Just controlling how much mileage she puts on the car. If he controls the bank account and he's the only one who has access to it, then he can dole out money. And that's very demeaning in a way, because women that we see come into the shelter, they have usually just maybe a dollar or two in their pocket. They don't have any money at all or access to any money.
Right. And some of the women in those situations are working. They're putting money into
that's
the bank.
Right.
And they never get to see their own money.
So you need to be careful when you're... I saw an interesting thing on TV the other day. This woman, she was a financial expert, and she was talking about how men and women need to have separate bank accounts, not just one joint bank account, because if things go bad, either party can go in there and just clean out the bank account and leave the other one with nothing.
And we see that happen. As soon as she leaves the home, or as soon as people split up, then one will get to the bank first.
Right, so whoever gets to the bank first. It happens with filing income tax returns, too. The IRS doesn't get into these, you know, who has custody of the kid and whatnot. Whoever claims that child first on the tax form gets the refund, and the other one is left with nothing. So, you know, you have to be really careful about these situations with power and control. But we're going to talk next week about some of the specific instances about what is abuse, other than just physically knocking somebody over the head with a baseball bat.
Right. Some signs to look for. You know, if you're dating someone or thinking about getting into a long-term relationship, some things to look for. Or if you're already in it and you're not quite sure. In Yancey County, if you have questions about am I being abused or if you've been sexually assaulted, please call our crisis line at 682-0056.
In Mitchell County, we have a 24-hour hotline at 765-4044. We want to thank everyone for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.